WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos Valley Floor and Design, the largest selection at the best prices, and that's a promise. Visit the showroom off Welborn Road across from Rock Prairie. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Welborn Road was closed for 2 hours last night as College Station police investigated a single vehicle accident where the driver was hospitalized with life-threatening injuries. Police responded around 9:45 to Welborn Road at the Texas A&M campus. Investigators say a southbound truck was speeding and left the roadway, crashing into a tree and fence near Kyle Field. The cause of the crash is not known, but alcohol is not believed to be a factor. Research Valley Partnership recently met with Port of Houston Authority officials to discuss the possible designation of all Brazos County as a foreign trade zone. Spokesman Todd McDaniel says Texas Triangle Park is the only section of Brazos County that's part of an FTZ.
If you think about other areas of the community where you might have a company that's interested in benefiting from foreign trade zone, they could not currently do that. And so the big idea is to pursue the potential of the expansion of the entirety of Brazos County. That way, regardless of where a company might be or, frankly, where a company might also consider locating, they would reap the benefit of foreign trade zone designation.
McDaniel says it's a very short list in Texas of entire counties with the designation. He says there is work to be done, but by the end of the year, all of Brazos County could be designated as a foreign trade zone. Ben Miller is a 7-year veteran with the College Station Fire Department who was diagnosed with AML leukemia this summer. This Sunday, his colleagues are hosting a fundraiser to help alleviate some of Ben's medical costs. Fellow firefighter Jeff Kefaver says the blood drive and platelet donation will benefit Ben directly.
What Ben himself has received many blood transfusions and many platelet donations as well. And so what he gets is a credit on his account for it. And it helps him be able to receive more and defray some of the costs for some of those things. And so this is the real way that people can donate and help Ben.
The blood drive and platelet donation starts at 9 a.m. at Brian Bachman Park in College Station. The picnic fundraiser and free activities for the whole family are from 11 to 3. More information is online at WTAW.com. Keep Brazos Beautiful is hosting their annual awards celebration and luncheon Wednesday, September 23rd.
It's just a great way to celebrate the efforts of the countless individuals, organizations, businesses, and our local government entities who provide time, energy, and resources to making our community just a green and beautiful place to live and work.
Executive Director Raina Blumenthal says everyone is invited to the luncheon at the Hilton from 11 to 1. Nominations are due Wednesday, September 9th, and forms can be found online at keepbrazosbeautiful.org. WTAW News Time is 6:08. It's 78 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos Valley Floor and Design. More news on the way at 6:30 or at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's summertime and a great time for sizzling hot deals at Normandy Tractor. If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Normandy Tractor. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. And right now, get the best deal of the summer with a Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot Land Pride shredder, complete with an $800 finance rebate and a $500 cash rebate. Only $11,695 or 10% down in payments of only $156 per month. Normandy asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Need to finance? Normandy makes it easy with zero down payment and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And remember, most any trade can be your down payment. Normandy Tractor, voted best of the Brazos since 2002. Remember to shop the internet specials at normandytractor.com, located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
Yard 6:09. Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair. For over 29 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
The midweek period looks to be pretty hot across the region with abundant sunshine today. Temperatures will climb up to 95 to 100. There will be some developing clouds that could give us a shower or thunderstorm later today. Partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. Sunny and hot tomorrow, highs 95 to near 100. Tomorrow night clear, lows dropping down to 70. It'll be sunny and hot Thursday with highs of 95 to near 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with A&M football announcing who the starting quarterback is going to be. John Chavis is not going to be having a lawsuit in Texas, at least not now anyway. And the SEC has announced their players of the week in soccer, and A&M got two of the three. All that and more coming up in sports at about 6:50.
Yeah, he may end up with a lawsuit, just not in this particular situation. We don't want to say he'll never have a lawsuit.
Just not in Brazos County.
Not for this.
No.
Yeah. So while you might have certain expectations about when a business should and shouldn't be open, it's always good to double-check the old hours there on the front door, just so that you don't
get arrested for breaking and entering.
Well, no, found yourself stuck inside.
Oh,
when somebody locks up and goes home for the day. This happened to a guy at an L.A. Fitness at 5 in the afternoon. He posted a video on Facebook and YouTube about his, it says here, ordeal. Oh, my God. All those sweaty towels. Anyway, he came out of the sauna and found the lights were off, doors were locked, and nobody was inside the gym. In the video, he asked why LA Fitness closes at 5 o'clock. Wrote on Facebook that he first called his mom, who wouldn't stop laughing. Mom! So he hung up and called another LA Fitness location. Workers told him he could just walk out without triggering the alarm. Which is kind of scary to think about.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. And I guess, in retrospect, if you look at it, the LA Fitness closing at 5 o'clock probably worked. Because it was in Florida.
Uh-huh.
You know,
Matlock's already on by then.
Right, because, I mean, dinner started at 3:30.
Got to make lubies.
Here we go, yeah.
We got a lot of info.
Nation.
Work it. I feel the burn.
Yeah. He was on the phone with his mom. She said, what's that noise? Oh, my God. The keys were in the door.
Yeah. I don't know if that's good that you could actually, you know, open the door and
from
not
the inside.
And not, yeah, okay, oh. Wait, somebody's waiting outside to break in.
Ooh, what are they going to steal?
This is heavy.
St. Joseph Eagle football fans, here's a reminder for you to listen to St. Joseph Eagles football throughout the season on 88.5 FM. St. Joseph Eagle football is brought to you this season by these fine local businesses.
Jeff Paradowski, attorney at law, Glockson Family Partnership, Prosperity Bank, and Jason Byinski, BCR Realtor.
Listen to St. Joseph Eagles football on 88.5 FM. Special thanks to all of our St. Joseph Eagle football sponsors.
6:13, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's Tuesday, the 25th of August. It's day 237 out of this little old year, and that means that we got 128 of them to go. And today, all together, we'll be celebrating Secondhand Wardrobe Day. Okay. It's a banana split day. I guess that'd be
I can
right.
celebrate that one.
Yeah. Now, it's a lot of trouble.
Well, yeah. That's why you don't do it.
Yeah, if somebody else is doing it, right. Yeah, I have people. Yeah.
whiskey, Dairy Queen.
There you go. Whiskey Sour Day. Mm. And Be Kind to Humankind Week.
Oh.
Humankind. Not just mankind. Human.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Now that makes all the difference. All right, birthdays up.
Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds' wifey and Gossip Girl, is 28. China Ann McClain, up-and-coming Disney star, is 17. Kel Mitchell is 37 from Mystery Men. Jonathan Togo is 38 from CSI Miami.
Love those white sheets they wear. Oh.
Alexander Skarsgård.
He's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Is 39. He's going to be the new Tarzan.
Okay.
Released next year.
Okay.
Marvin Harrison, former NFL superstar, is 43. Robert Horry, who has 7 championship rings. 2 with the Rockets and 2 with the Lakers and 2 with the Spurs. He's 45 today.
Wait, that's only 6.
I can't remember what the other. No, I'm sorry. 3 with the Lakers.
Okay, thank you. Notice how I picked right up on that.
It's that College Station math.
2 plus 2 plus 2 equals 7. No,
He's 45. Claudia Schiffer is 45. Joe DeMessina, country music singer, is 46. Rachel Ray is 47.
Is that right?
Yeah, that kind of surprised me.
Wow, okay.
Blair Underwood is 51. Shock G? Nobody?
Nope.
Humpty Dance,
Aha.
Digital Underground. He's 52.
Still nobody.
No, I know the Humpty Dance.
Okay, fine.
you're the odd man out.
I understand. Yeah.
Billy Ray Cyrus is achy breaky 54. Tim Burton, strange guy.
Mm-hmm.
Clever but strange. 57 today. Elvis Costello is 61. Rob Halford from Judas Priest, 64. Gene Simmons from Kiss is 66. John Savage is 66, who's done a ton of movies. Holy cow. Raleigh Fingers, the great pitcher, and perfect mustache is 69. Tom Skerritt's 82.
Wow.
Regis
82.
This will get you, though. Regis Philbin is older than Tom Skerritt.
Yeah.
Philbin's 84.
He's had work, probably.
And then some.
Yeah.
Sean Connery is 85. And
wow.
Let's make a deal. Motty Hall, 94 years old today.
What?
94 years old today.
Wow. Okay.
He made a deal with the devil, apparently.
Yeah. Thanks. We'll be here all week. Jeez. I just love to look in his closet. The sport coats, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
How many sport coats do you reckon he owned? And
they were all Botany 500, probably.
Yeah, that's probably right. But I think he owned a piece of the show.
So oh, really?
I think he did. He was a pretty...
So then he's still making money on the new one.
I'm guessing so. Well, again, at 94, what are you going to spend it on? So
whatever you want.
The truth. Yeah.
And nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
We've got 94 million Americans that are out of the labor force, and 50 million in poverty, and 46 million on food stamps. And he's added, 10 plus million more Americans in poverty since Obama's become president. 10 plus million more on food stamps. And how many people have come on this program and argue, but the stock market's doing well? Well, the stock market started down 1,000 points today after last week's disaster. And then it recovered a little bit throughout the day. And now it's down about 600 points. And it's just so volatile and risky and dangerous. How many times have I said I don't trust the stock market? How many times have I said it's gambling? How many times have I said, for those people that say, well, the stock market's doing well, you're just pushing paper around.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machine. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 2020. We'll send you a free owner information kit. As an added bonus to new franchise owners, we'll also pay half the franchise fees. Hurry, this offer is limited. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2020. That's readyforfresh.com, code 2020.
Come on down to Hilco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Signs of stability are creeping back into global markets today despite another sharp drop in Chinese stocks. Global stocks tumbled yesterday and concerns about a slowdown in China's economic growth. J.J. Kinahan, chief market strategist for TD Ameritrade, says you might not want to be making big money moves right now.
If you think there's something nice to buy at these levels, buy a small amount. The biggest mistake that people make is not that they buy or sell at the wrong time. They buy or sell everything they have at the wrong time.
Shares in Shanghai dropped another 7.6% today, and Japan's Nikkei index lost 4%. But European markets are recovering, and Wall Street futures are indicating a huge bounce. Warner Brothers is in talks with China Media Capital to form a joint venture that would produce local language films in China, where the box office continues to grow faster than in any other major market in the world. Today's Wall Street Journal notes Hollywood studios have worked with partners in China in the past, but usually on a one-off basis. That's your money now.
Attention business owners. We know that owning a business means getting things done right now. So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company. General Steel. We can design a building for your business quickly and save you thousands of dollars. That's right, thousands. You may think General Steel only builds large projects or that you can't afford General Steel quality. Well, check these prices. How about a 40 by 60 foot building for under $22,000? Or even a 50 by 100 for under $35,000? That's right, a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000. And these buildings all have General Steel quality. Best of all, you can still order a building and have it delivered in time to build this year. How's that for right now? So don't delay. Call General Steel today at 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Need more planning? No problem. General Steel can help you with that right now. Call General Steel and be in your new building this year. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Today's financial report brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Go to abchomeandcommercialservices.com. Talking to a friend the other day. Smart guy, got a great successful business. He's frustrated about his internet speed. So he called me and said, hey, tell me a little bit about your situation when it comes to Suddenlink business. He said it's just where he is and the building where he works, the internet is just atrociously slow. So what he wants to do is move up to 1 gig. And we have 1 gig internet available here in Bryan College Station. There are only about 8% of the cities in America that have 1 gig internet speed. Now, you may not need 1 gig right now, but if you do, the place to find it is Suddenlink. 1 gig is exactly 1,000 megs or 100 times faster than your typical phone company internet. So call Chad Cowan at 595-2413. Let him put together a deal for your business that's just right. Now, here's your special offer from Suddenlink. You can get high-speed internet, 75 meg download, 10 meg upload, for as low as $124.95 per month. And you bundle that with phone service, and you've got yourself a combination where you know exactly what your cost is going to be each month, and you're getting better service. So call Chad Cowan at 595-2413. Let him provide a solution for you, or you can go to suddenlinkbusiness.com.
All across Texas and beyond, people are buying from Tom Light Chevrolet. Why? Because we constantly challenge ourselves to give you unrivaled savings. With the most competitive internet pricing available, there's no need to drive all over the map for the best closeout deals of the year. Tom Light Chevrolet has the largest selection of Silverados, Cruises, Corvettes, and Camaros in the Brazos Valley. You want more for your trade? Come in and get a free cash offer on your old car with no obligation to buy. Tom Light Chevrolet is your official Auto Trader trade-in marketplace dealership. Feel free to walk away with cash or use it as a down payment on your new Chevy. Because we know that when you see these amazing closeout prices, you'll never want to shop anywhere else. That's why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Come and see our team at North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan or shop us online all the time at tomlight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. A fairly large chunk of my childhood, and my guess yours too, was spent trying to avoid the dreaded nap. Now, it truly is a luxury. There are a few ways better to kill an afternoon, especially on the weekend, than a nap in front of the television. Like so many other things, youth and naps are wasted on the young. How many times have you been in your office and thought to yourself, man, if I could just crash for like 30 minutes? And yet, the boss frowns upon that. It really should be incorporated into the workday. Alas, that will never happen. But to that end, I found this online. And there have been days where this could have been me or happen in any office right here in the good old U.S. of A. This took place late afternoon on a beach, and she's three-ish.
I'm taking a nap!
You want to take a nap?
I'm taking a nap here.
Okay, take a nap right there then.
Good night!
I'm looking at starting a Facebook community called PAN, People's Association of Napping. Look for it on Facebook sometime soon. And that's my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. Less than a month away from deer season. If you're not stocked up and have what you need yet, make sure you head in and grab your supply of ammunition for whatever it is that you have, because I have almost everything. Tactical gear as well to help you in and out of the woods. You'll more than likely need a knife. They've got one of those too, plus any weapon you could almost imagine. To see what they have online, go to gun-core.com or in person in College Station on Texas Avenue across from the Kettle in the same shopping center as Planet Fitness. Increase your survivability. Gun Corps, where practical meets tactical. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Summer is here, so it must be Harvest Festival time. Make plans now to join the Messina-Hoff Winery family every weekend in August for the 38th annual Harvest Festival. Enjoy grape picking, traditional grape stomping, wine and food pairings, specialty dinners, and so much more. Messina-Hoff's estate winery is located at 4545 Old Reliance Road in Bryan. That's the 38th annual Harvest Festival at Messina-Hoff Winery and Resort. Get all your Harvest Festival information online at messinahoff.com/harvest.
Good morning. Let's have a look at the weather, shall we? Yeah, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Normandy Tractor. Go to normandytractor.com. Well, yesterday was everything we thought it was going to be. Pretty dang uncomfortable. 40% chance of showers, though, after about 8 o'clock this morning. Keep our fingers crossed. Heat index, again, will be up about 107, however, today. You know, if we get some clouds, though, might not be that bad. 74 for a low temperature tonight with a 20% chance of showers. Then pretty much back to the same deal. Lots of hot out there all the way through to the weekend and beyond. Right now, calm winds out there. 88% relative humidity, and we've got 77 degrees.
Asking for help can be difficult, but not asking for help can be even more difficult. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Sprint knows all families are different. Some have a mom, dad, grandma, and a tween, while others have four dogs, two teenagers, and two moms. There are lots of types of families, but there's only one family plan that beats the rest. Sprint has the best family plan. Get four lines with unlimited talk, text, and 10 gigs of high-speed data to share while on the Sprint network for only $100 a month. You get more than double the high-speed data T-Mobile offers for the same price, while saving $40 compared to Verizon and $60 compared to AT&T's plan for the same amount of data. The Sprint Family Share Pack. Four lines, unlimited talk and text, 10 gigs of high-speed data to share, all for only $100 a month. Ready to switch but stuck with your carrier? Sprint will pay off your old phone and contract. Visit us online or at a Sprint store today.
Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, international premium content. Subject to new line, $36 activation fee, credit, valid port, and high-speed is 3G, 4G. Prohibited network use rules and throughput reduction applies. Contract valid via reward card requires online registration and phone turn-in. Other data price options available and competitor plans may include music, carryover, tethering, or cloud features. Restrictions apply. See carrier website for details. Other marks are property of their owners.
Are you good at asking for help when you need it? Most of us are not. Why?
People are really afraid of looking weak or incompetent or incapable or not on top of things. Men and women both struggle with that.
Nora Claver, author of the book Mayday, Asking for Help in Times of Need, says even when we're struggling with something and people say, "Can I give you a hand with that?" we usually say, "No, that's okay, I've got it." But asking for help can make your life better.
Nowadays, people are stretched too thin. We're asked to do an awful lot, especially in work environments. We don't have the support that we'd like to have regularly, and our lives get tougher and tougher. And asking for help is one way to achieve that life balance that we're always in search of.
And asking for help has other benefits, too.
It helps the other person feel great about themselves. We always like to contribute. It also clarifies relationships. You figure out pretty quickly who you can count on and who you can't. And it also creates new relationships. Asking for help from a stranger can lead you to a friendship.
And asking for help allows you to discover new ways of doing things.
Because the person you ask for help from may have a better idea. And being open to that is a wonderful thing. It just means you might get your problem solved just that much faster.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
If you're a high school senior, join your classmates and commit to attending all of your classes this year.
At the end of the school year, Atkinson Toyota Scion is giving away a new Scion, or you could win one of many scholarships.
Details online and on Facebook.
WTAW News Time is 6:30, 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Brazos County currently has one area, Texas Triangle Park, designated as a foreign trade zone. A Research Valley partnership is working to get on the short list of Texas counties with fully designated foreign trade zone status.
That would also give us a unique position going forward from a marketing perspective, if you will, from a corporate attraction perspective, to say, hey, here's an area of Greater Houston where, regardless of where you might locate within the boundaries of Brazos County, you would potentially benefit if you so chose. You have to activate as a company foreign trade zone.
Spokesman Todd McDaniel says working with the Port of Houston, which reports record growth, the timeline is short.
What we have to do is work with our county partner, since this is a county initiative, on that process. But certainly by the end of the year, we could be in a position where we see all of Brazos County designated as a foreign trade zone.
To listen to the full interview in which McDaniel explains foreign trade zones in depth, go online to WTAW.com. Welburn Road was closed for 2 hours last night as College Station police investigated a single vehicle accident where the driver was hospitalized with life-threatening injuries. Police responded around 9:45 to Welburn Road at the Texas A&M campus. Investigators say a southbound truck was speeding and left the roadway, crashing into a tree near and a fence near Kyle Field. The cause of the crash is not known, but alcohol is not believed to be a factor. The city of Austin has sued the Texas Comptroller's Office, arguing the state's property appraisal system is unconstitutional because it provides no equal and uniform property value taxation. The Austin American-Statesman reports Mayor Steve Adler announced the suit, which was filed Monday in state district court. It follows a city petition in June that alleged commercial and vacant property in Travis County was valued at more than $30 billion below market value. The 10-page suit says the current system routinely allows property values to be set well under market value, including for homeowners who can escape otherwise heavy tax burdens. Among other things, it seeks to make disclosing sales prices mandatory. Texas currently is one of the few states not requiring property sales price disclosure. A strange story out of North Texas, where residents are now into week four of wondering where Dallas County District Attorney Susan Hawk might be.
Susan Hawk has been missing for more than 3 weeks. Her top staff says they don't know where she is, but insist they could get in touch with her if it's necessary. The chairwoman of the Dallas County Democratic Party says what's necessary is Hawk showing up to do her job. KRLD political analyst John Weekly says demanding to know why the DA isn't behind the desk is a legitimate question.
While she's gone, she's very fair game because, frankly, we don't know why she's gone. But when she comes back, I think she'll determine whether she's game or not.
Hawk's office has been promising a statement. None has been given. LP Phillips, TSN News.
Keep Brazos Beautiful invites you to their annual award celebration and luncheon Wednesday, September 23rd at the Hilton College Station. Executive Director Raina Blumenthal says nominations are being accepted for individuals and organizations who help make our community a green and beautiful place to live and work.
There are 10 awards given that day, and they range from everything from efforts in recycling to the Miller Youth Award, which looks at to celebrate different youth who do environmental projects and inspire others in the community.
Blumenthal says nominations are due Wednesday, September 9th. More information can be found online at keepbrazosbeautiful.org. The College Station Fire Department is hosting a blood drive and platelet donation this weekend at Brian Bachman Park for fellow firefighter Ben Miller.
Ben is a seven-year veteran of the College Station Fire Department, and he is currently been diagnosed with AML leukemia, and he is in Houston right now receiving chemo and other treatments.
College Station firefighter Jeff Kefauver says Sunday's fundraiser will help with Ben's rising medical costs.
You have a family member that gets hurt, that gets sick. You want to do everything you can to help them out. And so that's what we're doing. We're a bunch of firefighters just wanting to come together to help and try to take care of one of our own.
The event starts at 9 a.m. and includes a picnic and free activities for the whole family. More information and the link to register for platelet donation is on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time, it's going to be 6:35, 77 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Mar Eye Center. More news on the way at 7. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
This commercial is about high-speed internet. If you have high-speed internet and you are happy with your service, then you don't need to listen. If you're unhappy with your service, don't have high-speed internet, or can't get high-speed internet, then this commercial is for you. Starfire has high-speed internet available virtually anywhere, virtually everywhere. Whether you live in the country, city, or anywhere in between, Starfire Satellite can provide you with the high-speed internet you've been looking for. With several different packages to choose from, Starfire can help you find the right one for your home or business. Call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Or 1-800-432-DISH. That's 1-800-432-DISH. Call today and start surfing the web at high speed tomorrow. Call Starfire at 776-2215 or 1-800-432-3474 for details.
At Bell Properties, we do all of your home work for you. Buy, sell, rent, invest, and property management. Call or text Bell Properties anytime, 979-595-3468. Ringing the door bell to your future home and investment properties. Bell Properties can help you with all your real estate needs. Buy, sell, rent, invest, and property management. Call or text Bell Properties today, 979-595-3468. Bell Properties for all your real estate needs.
Green Teams welcomes the Texas A&M University Center and Special Events to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Texas A&M's Center and Special Events uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Susie Gallagher with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
6:37. Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios, paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Here we go. Isaac, here we go.
Partial sun in the forecast for today. There's the potential for a shower or a thunderstorm this afternoon. Highs will range from 95 to near 100. We're partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. Sun shines back with us during the day tomorrow. Temperatures 95 to near 100. Clear tomorrow night, a low around 70. Sunny and hot for Thursday. Highs will range from 95 to 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
You know, we had plenty of time to evaluate, and just like other positions, as I've said before, you know, we got to start practicing to play other people.
That's Coach Kevin Sumlin concerning the starting quarterback position for Texas A&M. We'll have more on A&M football. A&M soccer put two in the awards, and there's only three of them that they give weekly in the SEC soccer presentations. Major League Baseball and more coming up in sports here in about 12, 13 minutes.
So the president of China, Xi Jinping, is supposed to be here pretty soon. I think next week, something like next month, making an official state visit. Well, Scott Walker's not happy about that. He said that the president ought to cancel the upcoming state visit of the Chinese president because of the stock stuff that happened. In his statement, he said Americans are struggling to cope with the fall in today's markets, driven in part by China's slowing economy and the fact they actively manipulate their economy. Rather than honoring Chinese President Xi Jinping with an official state visit next month, President Obama should focus on holding China accountable over its increasing attempts to undermine our U.S. interests. Now, But the hacking deal, the cyber attacks, that is reason enough.
Yes.
I mean, put a thumb in his pudding when he handed it to him or something. That just, you know, that just not very nice. And
I hear thumb pudding's a delicacy.
Well,
or
it could well be over there. I have no idea. I got a story about a lady boarding a plane in Beijing. We'll do that a little bit later. You know, you got a couple of pretty interesting stories. This the DA in Dallas is like
missing in action,
nowhere to be found,
and her staff says, "But we can contact her if we really need to."
So is that like a rehab situation? I mean,
You know, it could be. Yeah. But entering the fourth week, that's a while.
It is. That's quite a time. So, not sure. And obviously, I guess she's not in any kind of danger, physical danger, it sounds like.
Yeah.
But anyhow. Yeah,
it'll be interesting to see how this resolves itself.
Yeah, it will be, might be. Well, I mean, you know, the last DA who we... who was misbehaving made for some pretty good video. But anyhow, we'll see how that happens. And let me see. Saying that Governor Perry is a wonderful fellow while stepping down, that would be Iowa Perry campaign chairman Sam Clovis, the chairman stepping down after reports surfaced he's no longer getting paid. He tells the Washington Post, "I feel bad for the campaign." It's supposed to be badly, but never mind. "I feel bad for the campaign. I feel bad for Governor Perry because I think he's a marvelous human being. He's a great man, and it was my honor to be part of this. But it was just time to move on."
Because he wasn't paying me.
About the time there's no paycheck there, it's about time to, find something else. So there you go. Got that going on. I don't know if you heard, Mark Stein was on yesterday for Rush. I just love this guy.
I do, too.
He is so tremendous. I didn't get to hear a lot of him, but, you know, he always calls Rush America's anchor man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what he says. He said, "And I'm here today, America's anchor baby." It was just outstanding. He lives in New Hampshire, and he was bemoaning the fact that from now until November, they won't see any real television commercials.
Ugh.
Because they got to get all these presidential people in there, and they got to go spend their money. And he said, "I'm aching to see a commercial for a self-lubricating catheter." Because if you watch Fox in the afternoon, they do a lot of those.
Yeah, they do.
But he said, "Instead, I'm getting to watch, you know, somebody who's got 2% in the polls tell me why they should be president." But anyhow, he's kind of fun to listen to. What the smart money is saying on this China thing, of course, as we discussed, Kevin and I were talking off the air, you know, Fox News just has to do breaking news. You know, everything has to be broken news. And yet, give them your thoughts.
Oh, the whole thing for me?
Yeah.
Oh, I laughed as I was watching the coverage on it because the anchors are throwing to their business specialists on all of them. Because I went to CNN, Headline News, Fox, "Chicken Little, the sky is falling. Oh, my God, we're all going to die."
Yeah.
And all the money people are going, "Whoa, whoa, 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 whoa."
Yeah.
It ain't that bad. Look back to 2008 and then look back even farther to 1982 or 84 when it cratered. And this is considerably better.
Yeah.
We lost 25% in 08, I think.
Right.
And this, the worst it was ever at was at about 4% yesterday.
Well, and now look, in China it's a different deal. Since June, they've gone down 38%. Okay. That's a pretty good adjustment, shall we say. The interesting thing, though, about China is, hell, they don't tell us anything when times are good. They're sure not going to tell us anything now.
No.
And obviously they don't talk about how they control their economy.
Well, and hearkening back to what Walker said, I'm sorry, quantitative easing is monkeying around with the economy.
Yeah,
we
sure
do the same thing.
Oh, yeah, we do. But the thing is, and it's interesting, now, where are people racing? People are racing back to the dollar. People in foreign markets want to come back here simply because we get it. We understand how to make adjustments, be they right or wrong in the end. Hello?
It seems suspicious to me, like there's always some sort of major stock market correction towards the end of the presidential cycle and the beginning of another, especially when you know you're going to get a new president. I'm thinking 2015, 2008, 1987. It seems like there's a pattern.
Yeah, thanks. It does happen. And that does not bode well for the Democrats, obviously. It does not bode well for the president in power. You know, Herbert Hoover was one of the smartest guys to ever be president. I mean, geez, he was really, really bright. But when the economy tanked, it gets pinned on him, and it happens on all. I mean, that's historical, yeah. Going all the way back that far. It always gets hung on the president, and that's going to hurt the Democrats. I don't think there's any doubt about that. So we'll see what happens.
Well, there were a lot of people predicting what happened in China would happen.
Sure,
and they were shocked that it hadn't happened yet. So I think it would be instructive to go back and find those people who knew this would happen, said it would happen, and now they've been vetted out or proven right.
Well, I think Trump even was one of the ones that was jumping up and down saying this was going to happen.
Yeah, he was. And that's, as a matter of fact, he said this got very messy, vote Trump. He took an opportunity yesterday. Markets are crashing, all caused by poor planning and allowing China and Asia to dictate the policy.
Well, and apart from China, America needed a correction. We haven't had one in a while.
Right. True. It's been rolling along. Now, what's happened is, for people like Apple, it really hurts them because they had projected to be able to take their product into China and really open that market up, and they thought they would really be able to have a tremendous presence there. Well, obviously, those folks don't have the money to be able to buy the product now. But the other side of that is that I think in Shenzhen, that's the largest maker of cell phones. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's going to hurt over there as well. And as I said, millions of six-year-olds are out of work today in China.
Oh!
Bazinga!
Yeah. But finally, our most funnest thing is yesterday, the Wall Street Journal reported that Joe Biden is leaning toward a 2016 run for president.
Well, did you hear the press conference?
Yeah. Josh Earnest said, I wouldn't rule out the possibility of an endorsement during the Democratic primary. I've indicated that the president does plan to vote in the Illinois primary, and that ultimately will be Democrat voters who are responsible for choosing Democrat nominees. And then he said, quote, no one in American politics today better understands what it takes to run for president than Joe Biden. Huh. Huh. Yeah, ruh-roh. We'll see what happens. But again, do you want a 74-year-old guy getting elected president? And methinks not. I mean,
well, this goes back to what we were talking about after the election, though. We said that the Republican Party had to change because there's a bunch of old white guys.
Yeah, and they did.
And now the Democrats are an old white lady and an old white guy.
Yeah.
And another old white guy that's a socialist.
Texas Vision Life Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Texas hasn't always been blessed with the most wonderful of soils. What can we do to improve our challenging soils? How can we help the plants that we love grow and flourish in spite of the poor native provisions that much of Texas has? Why do we need to talk about soil anyway, and especially in the fall after all most new plantings happen in the spring, don't they? Well, I'll be back with details. Soils are the foundation of great gardens right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. This book was published just last year. It is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening, but an entirely new format. I barely opened the old 1991 book as I was writing this one. Chapter 1 covers the basics of successful gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 is the information I used to include in my annual Texas gardening calendars. When to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants you're growing. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, turf, fruit, and vegetables. I self-published this book so I can sell it for only $28.95 plus tax and postage, signed copy. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. Satisfaction guaranteed. NeilSperry.com. 1-800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769. NeilSperry.com. If there is ground you intend to plant into a flower bed or a vegetable garden or ground cover bed come next spring, this is the time to get the soil ready. Now, while existing vegetation is still growing actively, you'll be able to apply a total kill herbicide such as a glyphosate, and that way you'll get all the stem, all the leaf growth, and the roots. If you wait until late winter to try to eliminate weeds like Bermuda grass and Johnson grass, you'll have to hand dig them, but you can spray them now with the glyphosate and they'll be goners. Fall preparation also allows the soil to freeze and thaw over the winter, and that process lets the soil blend together more perfectly. And it allows you time to rototill and retill month after month as long as you wish. You'll be able to send soil samples to the lab at Texas A&M for precise information on nutrients that you'll be needing to add. If you wait until spring, you'll be caught in the last-minute rush, and it'll be summer before you get to apply anything. That's the Texas A&M Soil Testing Laboratory. Your county extension office can give you the supplies and the information. If, as you remove existing plants from an old garden space, you notice that their roots are covered with swollen knots, you need to suspect root knot nematodes. They're microscopic worms that sting plants' roots, causing stunted growth, even death. Prime candidates, although there are many more, include okra, beans, tomatoes, boxwood, and ajuga. Again, Texas A&M can quantify the problem for you. Your county extension office will tell you how to send samples to the Plant Disease and Diagnostic Laboratory at Texas A&M for nematodes. It's too good to be true, Gardener. One group of products that can improve any type of soil, whether it's our heavy clay soils in Texas or deep sandy soils, as many of us have. Now, this is not an ad for some kind of a soil improvement product. It's just a statement that organic matter in its many different forms can do that for you. Organic matter loosens tight clay soils. It helps the soil hold moisture and nutrients. There are many forms of organic matter, including Canadian sphagnum peat moss, ground pine bark mulch, compost, rotted manure, and shredded tree leaves. And if it's a clay soil I'm working, I like to include 1 inch of expanded shale and then rototill down 8 to 12 inches. I'm Neil Sperry. Divide your plants now for more numbers. I'll have details in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52. Before practice even started yesterday afternoon, Aggie football announced that Kyle Allen would be the starter via Twitter. A&M head coach Kevin Sumlin, following practice, went into more detail about the quarterback taking the helm for the Aggies this season as the opener is September 5th against Arizona State at NRG Stadium in Houston.
You know, we had plenty of time to evaluate, and just like other positions, as I've said before, you know, we got to start practicing to play other people, and today we did that.
Allen from Scottsdale, Arizona, was a true freshman in 2014 and started the final 5 games of the season and earned the MVP honors in the Aggies' 2014 AutoZone Liberty Bowl win over West Virginia. Allen also led the Aggies to a 41-38 road win over then number 3 ranked Auburn. Texas A&M football defensive coordinator John Chavis's lawsuit in Brazos County against his former employer is done pending appeal. Friday, Judge Travis Bryant III said the case did not belong in Texas. This after lawyers for LSU raised questions about jurisdiction. An appeal is still possible, and according to the Advocate in Baton Rouge, Chavis and his Texas lawyers plan to do so. The number 5 A&M soccer team claimed 2 of the 3 weekly awards bestowed by the SEC following the opening weekend of action. Haley Pounds was named the SEC Offensive Player of the Week, and Kate Hajdu was tabbed as the SEC Freshman of the Week. The two were recognized following a week in which they tallied a 4-2 win against Rice and a 3-0 victory over Northwestern State in their home opener. In the NFL, Houston head coach Bill O'Brien has named quarterback Brian Hoyer as the Texans' starter heading into the season.
You know, in the end, I thought that Brian showed me the most consistency you know, the most composure in certain situations, the experience in our system, all those different things that go into the fact that I think he's ready to be our starter.
The 29-year-old Hoyer started 13 games for the Cleveland Browns last year before signing with the Texans in the offseason. He completed 7 of 11 for 53 yards in Saturday's 14-10 preseason loss to Denver. In Oxnard, California, Cowboys head coach Jason Garrett was not pleased with the performance of his team in their last outing. Game plan going forward?
From my vantage point, we didn't play very well. And we'll watch the tape. We'll try to find some of the positive things and build on those, and then we'll address the negative things. And when you're out there, you have a responsibility to play to a certain level, period. And, you know, the standard that we set is high. And we're looking for guys who can play to that standard.
On out of Major League Baseball, where you live by the sword and you die by the sword. The Houston Astros had won with 4 walk-off wins in the last 10 games. In that stretch, 3 in a row. That was until last night.
Into the air to center field. That'll win the game. Way back goes Gomez. He makes the catch. Here comes Gardner. Gardner scores. Ball game over.
Carlos Beltran hit a game-ending sacrifice fly after Oliver Perez walked the bases loaded, and the New York Yankees beat the Stros 1-0. Andrew Miller pitched the 9th inning to help the Yankees hand the AL West leaders their 18th road loss in the last 22 games. The Astros have the worst road record in Major League Baseball. The Astros were coming off a sweep, however, of the Los Angeles Dodgers at Minute Maid Park. With that loss, the Stros still have a 3.5 game lead over the Rangers in the AL West. Texas is a game and a half in front of the Los Angeles Angels. Houston stays in New York tonight for a 6:05 start. The Rangers had the night off, but they were still making moves. Veteran outfielder Drew Stubbs has signed a minor league deal with Texas. Here's John Daniels, the president of baseball operations and general manager for the Texas Rangers.
Picked up Drew today. Yeah, he'd been designated by the Rockies. Very, very good defender. Plays all 3. Right-hand power. Has had some swing and miss in his game and his career, but good base runner. And you know, we're going to get him going. Hasn't played in about a week and a half or so since he was designated. Get him going down in Round Rock and see if he might be a kind of a piece of the puzzle.
Stubbs played in 51 games this season with Colorado before being designated for assignment. He has a .245 batting average in 115 at-bats for the Reds, Cleveland, and Rocky. Toronto is in Arlington tonight. First pitch scheduled with the Rangers at 7:05. And finally, on a sad note, Justin Wilson had 7 victories in 12 years in the U.S.-based open wheel circuit. He passed away on Monday. He was 37 years old. IndyCar made the announcement yesterday at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. The Englishman was injured Sunday at the Pocono Raceway while competing in his 6th race for Andretti Motorsports. He leaves a wife and 2 daughters. And that's been a look at your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Does the idea of being controlled appeal to you? Are you okay with feeling needy at different times throughout the day? Is being in a state of dependence something you can take pride in? Are you gullible? Is being manipulated something you strive for? And are you easy prey for fake machismo created by some marketing firm? Do you like the thought of being owned by a giant global corporation? Does having lesions in your mouth excite you? Do you find stained, yellow teeth attractive? Does the idea of paying for the increased chance of getting lip, gum, throat, and esophagus cancer sound like a really fine idea? And does the idea of not having a jaw interest you? Well, then the boys at Big Tobacco, who make dip and chew loaded with nicotine and 23 carcinogens, would very much like to have you hooked. Dip is no safer than cigarettes, and its addictive powers are a real monster. Worth it? Visit worthit.org and learn more.
Hot is here. What did you expect in the Brazos Valley in August? But Rattlers has great food and drink specials to fill you up and quench your thirst. Check out these great specials. Jimmy Dean Blazing Hot Sandwich and any size fountain drink or coffee, only $2. Or a fully loaded ballpark hot dog, only $1 with your registered Rattlers Rewards card. Be sure to stop by after work for an 18-pack of ice-cold beer from the fine families of beer from Bud, Miller, and Coors, only $15.99. Rattlers. Friendly, clean, Texan.
Okay, voice of my car, please program the location coordinates for my new job interview.
I cannot comply with that request.
Did you say no?
You don't want to drive that far to work. It makes you cranky.
I don't get cranky.
I recommend AggielandHelpWanted.com.
My car is giving me career advice?
It's free, and uploading your resume is faster and easier than ever. You will find hundreds of great local jobs within easy driving distance.
Okay, fine, I'll do it.
Have I ever steered you wrong?
Well, technically, I do the steering.
Ha ha ha. Easy to use and easy. easy to apply. AgilandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
The people you trust to replace the battery in your iPhone, iPad, or other mobile device can repair them too. The experts at Batteries Plus Bulbs can repair cracked screens, broken buttons, speakers, cameras, and more, usually while you wait. After all, at Batteries Plus Bulbs, we know it doesn't matter who broke your smartphone or tablet. All that matters is who you can trust to fix it. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Trust the plus.
Batteries Plus Bulbs has a message for anyone who breaks their smartphone, tablet, or other device. We fix them. Located in Bryan in front of the new Walmart and in College Station.
Temps pretty much like yesterday. That's heat index around 107 today. It's 77 right now. WTAW, College Station, Bryan at 7 o'clock.